chapter 8, Mishnah 8, Chattas v'ashem vaday mechaprin, a sin offering. If a person brings a sin offering for transgressions committed unintentionally, or he brings a guilt offering which was brought for certain kinds of sins. Just one example was if someone made a monetary claim against him and he denied it and purges himself in court. Right, he goes to basin and he purges himself. Then afterwards he has regret and he admits what he's done. He admits that he perjured himself and that he owes the money. So he has to bring a guilt offering for perjuring himself in court. And that affects atonement. The offerings affect atonement. Misa v'yom ha-kippurim, death and yom kippur, mechaprim im ha-teshuva. They affect atonement only with repentance. A person has to repent in order to get the atonement. So what's repenting? We know the formula, right? We've done it many times. He has to acknowledge the sins that he's done, and he has to undertake not to do them. He has to regret them, and he has to undertake not to do them again in the future. That's how a person attains, repentance. Yeah. Teshuva mechaperis al averis kalus al aseh al lo taseh. Repentance alone, without Yom Kippur, will obtain atonement for a positive commandment. So if a person doesn't do a positive commandment, let's say, doesn't put on tefillin in the morning, right? So if he does teshuva for that, he says, I regret that, I undertake not to do it again, etc., then he gets repentance immediately. Also with negative commandments that are considered lighter negative commandments. So if he does a transgression that is considered one of the lighter transgressions, and he does repentance, he gets atonement immediately. But v'ala chamuris, if it is a graver sin, then he talua adshia vo yom kippurim v'chaper. He doesn't get repentance immediately, and he has to wait until Yom Kippur, which will then come and atone for him. Also, just in the footnotes over here, it brings there are other angles to this. For example, if a person causes a chilul Hashem, right? So let's say a person, chas v'shalom, does something that desecrates Hashem's name, even Yom Kippur can't atone for him, right? So if he is, let's say, like an observant Jew that does something that desecrates Hashem's name, he can't do teshuva in this world. He'll only get forgiven when he dies and goes into the next world. And then the other note he brings is that if you sin against somebody else, so you can only do repentance if you obtain their forgiveness. Doesn't help to go and do, you can do as much teshuva as you want until you've gone to that person and obtained forgiveness from them. You can't atone for that sin. So those are just some other caveats that are brought in the Rishonim, particularly in the Rambam.